KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com. Happy trails
to you. Here we go. Better late than never. Yes, indeed. It is time for another edition of Happy Trails. Joining us via telephone, we have got Emily Sinkhorn. We have also got Peter Jarausch. Hopefully I'm saying that right. I've been practicing. From the Coastal Conservancy. And good morning to you both. Are we there?
Morning.
Ah, good, we're there.
Good morning.
Good morning indeed. We've got our new our phone system back in, so just keep my fingers crossed it all works properly, which it seems to be doing okay. Alrighty, so we are going to be looking at kind of a complicated issue, if you will, dealing with a like an open space assessment district for Humboldt County. Is that correct?
Yeah, and also just some other creative assessment and funding mechanisms to look at funding overall long-term operations and maintenance for the development of either a regional park or a regional trail system. I think a lot of discussions end up being, you know, how can we build this trail? But a lot of jurisdictions are also thinking about, well, you know, it's even somewhat easier to build a trail. A lot of grants can help fund planning and construction.
It's the maintaining, right?
But it's the maintaining that is such, you know, a hard thing to fund. And also, you know, there really is a lot of value, you know, here in Humboldt County for preserving and protecting open space. And so we thought we would have a discussion on just funding mechanisms for both funding open space acquisition and protection, and also potential funding mechanisms for maintenance of a regional trail system.
Now, Peter, you you wrote your thesis on this kind of thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, I looked at you know, whether or not there would be support for the creation of an open space district in Humboldt County.
And what did that thesis say, basically?
It said it probably needs a lot more political work before you're going to get to a final answer. Generally, people like the idea, and people couldn't come to an agreement on what you would do to finance that district, you know, how you would pay for it.
Right. And just so people are clear what we're talking about, since we've been talking about Happy Trails over the years, the thought was, you know, what, you know, if we're going to have this regional trail system, it's going through so many different jurisdictions, many different cities and county land and whatnot, who's going to maintain this? And the general consensus was, you know, basically some kind of assessment district would need to be established. This seems to be the case in a lot of different places throughout the country. And essentially what this would be is a whole new agency that would that would essentially oversee the maintenance of a full-on trail system and open spaces here in Humboldt County. Am I getting that right? Am I boiling it down clearly enough there?
Yeah, that's definitely what open space districts are. I mean, in Humboldt County, you've got the McKinleyville Community Services District, you've got the Harbor District. Those are examples of sort of smaller agencies,
right,
that, you know, that would work in the same way.
Okay, those are various different districts there. So the way that something like this comes into being is that I guess people need to vote on this and find funding for it, right? And that's the sticky point.
Yeah, you would. There are actually sort of two things that would have to happen. One is the folks would have to vote and say, yes, we want a district. And then the second half of that is they would have to say, yes, we want to provide some tax money to that district.
So in your all your work in your thesis, did you come up with what kind of dollars we'd be talking about needed for this kind of a district?
No, I actually didn't quite get that far.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really depends on the size of the district and honestly on what people are willing to pay, because you have to scale it to what people think is reasonable.
Okay. And there are various different mechanisms that can go into play with this kind of thing, just looking at how it goes around the various different parts of the country. We've seen where there's parcel taxes, where there are sales taxes have been imposed in various different places. We're not talking a tremendous amount of money for this per person, but it would look like a large amount if one person was to shell it out. But per person, we're not talking about too much per year, are we?
No, we aren't. I mean, in Sonoma County, they have a quarter-cent sales tax, and that easily covers their district. Obviously, there's a little bit, you know, a larger economy in Sonoma County.
Right.
But that really doesn't work out to be a whole lot per person per year.
The other methodology that we're talking about is also a parcel tax, and that would come out to, I mean, it depends on how many parcels of land there are, but you know, somewhere, you know, between $10 and $20 per year, something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be a great place to start. Again, it's going to be really up to the public and asking them and doing that outreach and saying, okay, you know, how important is this to you, and how motivated are you to help out?
And so in previous years, there were some kind of talk of getting to polling or some preliminary polling done on, you know, voters and what their thoughts were for this type of assessment district. And what were any of those results, Peter?
I don't think anybody's actually gotten as far as doing polling for Humboldt County, unfortunately. But that definitely is the right place to go. And the people who would be making the decision are the voters in the county. And
absolutely.
So you would call them up and say, okay, you know, do you like the idea of a district? You know, is a regional trail system important to you? Is agricultural preservation important to you? And find out what people really want. And then, you know, say, okay, you know, would you still support it if you had to pay $10 a year, $20 a year, and get a good sense from everybody that way? The one thing I did notice when doing my thesis, though, too, is that there had to be a lot of explaining about, okay, what is an open space district and what would be the benefits and what would be the negatives. So I think there'd need to be a little bit of time spent as well in the whole process, just getting people up to speed on the idea.
Absolutely.
Just like what y'all are doing right now.
Yeah, I know that, you know, universally, people really support the idea of a regional trail system. It seems to go across all socioeconomic and political lines here in Humboldt County. It's supported, you know, from every community that I've talked with, you know, Fortuna to Arcata, Garberville, you know, Eureka, everyone is very much in support of a regional trail system here in Humboldt County. You know, all the various different agencies and the people seem to be very, very much in favor of this. But as far as an assessment district, you know, that's putting your money where your mouth is. And that's where the voters have to say, yes, we want this and we're willing to pay for it. And you were telling me off air that this kind of thing now requires a two-thirds vote. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So you need two-thirds of the voters to say yes, we want this.
Yeah, I was joking. I said it's hard to get two-thirds of the people to agree if they want a sunny day or not. I mean, it's that is a really tough tough hurdle to overcome there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although this is different. The city of Arcata recently, you know, has, you know, passed Measure G, which levied an additional sales tax and use tax within the city. That was about a 0.75%, and that, you know, passed pretty overwhelmingly, mm-hmm. With probably about 75% support. And that measure really has helped fill the gap for a lot of the public works projects that is occurring right now in Arcata, and also to fund the two rangers that have been working in the community forest, and that program really has alleviated a lot of the safety concerns that were brought up from the public of just activity within the community forest. And I think that's that part of operations and maintenance for, you know, open space or regional parks that would really need to be funded, and it's really enabled the community forest to have a lot more sense of just, you know, perceived safety.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it is absolutely possible. I mean, it has been passed. If people are motivated enough, they certainly will vote for it. It certainly would take, it would require a huge public awareness campaign as to what this assessment district really was all about. Because I think, you know, shelling out any money in taxes, whether it's, you know, a quarter, eighth of a percent or 20 to, you know, $10 to $20 a year, people are not in the mood to pay anything more unless they're going to get something for it, and they need to know what they're going to be getting for it if they're going to be paying for it.
Yeah, and one of the real advantages, actually, to a district versus just relying on grants and funding, you know, from agencies like the Conservancy, is that you can use them on operations and maintenance, because you can build trails with bond funds and other sources of money, but there are usually strings attached to that that says, okay, you can't, you know, just pay your staff to go mow, or you can't pay the ranger with that money.
Right. So, Emily, are you how do we currently maintain the trails that we do have, such as the Hammond Trail?
Well, the Hammond Trail in particular, a lot of funding for maintenance has come from funding left over from TDA funds, you know, Transit Development Act funds, that really has been sort of been reevaluated, that TDA money has been reevaluated at the level of HCOG since, you know, it's intended, it's the first purpose really is to support transit within the county. And leftover money after, you know, the supporting transit has gone into what most jurisdictions, or a lot, use that just for roads. And the county has allocated a lot of that, what I want to say, remaining TDA money for maintenance of trails. And a lot of that has been going to the Hammond Trail. And so with that kind of up in the air for its kind of more of its first intended purpose for transit, you know, I think the county really is concerned about, you know, continued long-term maintenance of Hammond and just expanding the regional trail system. Some other maintenance on the more easy level of maintenance has gotten support through the Trail Stewards, that we've talked about, that program being a volunteer program that does kind of easier maintenance of graffiti cleanup, trash pickup, and really just having eyes and ears on the trail. And that has really helped alleviate, you know, some of the burden for the county, you know, maintenance.
So,
but this really is a difficult question, mm-hmm. and I think that's what so many different jurisdictions are trying to figure out how to make that happen.
So is there any way, for instance, that the Humboldt Trails Council could conduct a maybe a telephone survey to see if people would be in support of this kind of thing before it, you know, we went forward and tried to get this on the ballot?
Yeah, that is certainly a topic that came up. You know, last week we were having a preview for the Planet Green in Trails We Trust luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions that came up there was, you know, about the, you know, seeing with the political and the economic climate to reconsider an open space district, or even utilizing an already existing district, whether that's, you know, HCOG or, you know, the Harbor District, and being able to, you know, have some of those kind of maintenance and recreation powers more within an existing district. But that question came up of, you know, maybe the Humboldt Trails Council or, you know, another such kind of public interest, public advocacy group could take this on. So I think that that's to be definitely to be determined, but since there really has been a lot more conversation, I thought, man, we really need to talk about this on Happy Trails and just kind of get the word out more again. I know Peter was on Happy Trails a couple years ago, I think, talking about the same subject, and so it keeps coming up, and I think it definitely will continue to be coming up.
Now, at some point, it's going to have, the decisions are going to have to be made that for this, and so I think it's probably time we really took a good hard look at it. I guess the questions that should be put to the public are, one, do you support a regional trail system in Humboldt County for, and you need to understand what trails are, you know, for basically separate pathways for cyclists and pedestrians that are off the roadway and are separate from the roadway. And second, do you support, you know, some kind of an assessment district, and what that is, and, you know, how much they would support it, you know, whether it would be a quarter of a percent sales tax, or a $10 to $20 per year for parcel tax, that sort of thing. So it'd be a rather complicated survey, but I think it could be worded properly where people understood it.
And I think there are a lot of other different types of, you know, just benefit assessment districts, and there's I think that there is a, I mean, it's been shown in some in surveys here in Humboldt and especially in Arcata that citizens really value open space and places to walk and bike. And I think, you know, just it's definitely tough economic times, but I think there really could still be some of that support, you know, for kind of further assessment to really enhance what we already have here.
Okay, and before we run out of time, I know that you wanted to touch on November 8th as the Rails to Trails Conservancy updates. Is that correct?
Yeah, so November 8th, that's not the next one, but we will be having Steve Schweikert of the Rails to Trails Conservancy, and we'll be talking about updates on kind of rail trails within California. And also, the Rails to Trails Conservancy just put out a Better Bikeways report, and we'll be talking about kind of the different sorts of different types of bikeways that have been deployed either in cities or small towns and how those have helped improve safety and kind of interaction between cars and bikes.
Very good. All righty. Is there anything else that we need to touch on before we wrap this up, Emily?
No, I think that's great. I really appreciate Peter coming on the air and giving a lot of his expertise.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Peter Drausch. Do appreciate that. And Emily, as always, thanks for pulling this all together. Do appreciate it.
Yeah,
you bet. You bet. And if you would like to hear this conversation again, share it with friends, or listen to anything else we've talked about on Happy Trails thus far, all available as a podcast at iTunes and at KHUM.com.
Happy Trails to you.